Hello and welcome to episode 39 of the Noisecast. I'm your host, Ron Taraj, filling in for Stephen Callis this week, who is in Greece. And it is his birthday today, so God only knows what he's doing.
I better add it to a sheep.
Around the horn here, we have Gonzo Ryder.
What's happening, folks?
Kevlar Menace.
Yeah, I'm around a horn.
OC Entertainment joining us for the first time.
Yo.
And, of course, Vito.
That sounded like a late night soft music intro right there, didn't it?
Ooh, it's his microphone. I swear I don't sound this good in person. All right. So, you're listening to us. People listening live in the Ustream, welcome. Everyone who listens later. I don't know what that noise was.
That's the last time on that.
We got a solid topic list going tonight, so let's get started here. I wanted to talk about Google Plus planning on debuting some social games on Google Plus. So for those of you who like your Farmville, you'll probably get it there. And for those of you who hate everybody who uses Farmville,
I think that people listening to the podcast aren't much for Farmville.
I would assume so as well, but we
and
gotta
if they're
reach...
into Farmville, then I haven't done my job properly.
We have to appeal to all audiences here.
We don't have to do anything.
No, we don't. No, absolutely <I'm>... not.
All right, fine. Screw it. If you like Farmville, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't want your money. Wait.
So Google approached a bunch of developers, and they're looking to start putting games in Google Plus. What do we think about that?
I don't want to think about that.
I already miss the pristine quiet of Google Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hasn't even happened yet, and it's already making my skin crawl.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, those of us who join, like, as a giant group, it's been, like, ridiculous from day one, because we all just kind of, you know, took it on as, like, the de facto new forum. But I talk to people who use it, like, I got some family members. I don't like it. Well, that's because you have, like, you know, just three people on there.
Yeah, no, I've ran into that same thing talking to people, like, how awesome Google Plus. And they're like, yeah, I went there, but it was boring, so I'm back to Facebook now.
Yeah, but is games really going to be what makes people use Google Plus for the other things they use it for? Or is it just going to be a game site?
Well, what kind of games are they going to have? They're going to have, like, the Google Doodle Pac-Man? Like, that could be cool.
Okay, that's true. But if it's just a bunch of Zynga games, or if they do the Angry Birds thing again, which you know Angry Birds is going to be in there, then it's just more of the same.
Yeah, and my question is, how many platforms can we possibly play Angry Birds on?
Really?
One is too many.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the dude who like takes Angry Birds and somehow puts it onto a Nintendo cartridge that you can just stuff in the NES.
No, it'd be cool if you did it with like the ray gun from the Duck Hunt. Like click, drag, and release.
I'm waiting for Angry Birds in real life. I just want to shoot birds at pigs. Green pigs.
I could help you with that if that's what you really
can
want.
You? I mean, my end game here is I want to hit the green pigs and then get the green eggs and ham.
Well, I can make
green eggs and ham, but I don't know about throwing birds.
I can put a frozen chicken in a slingshot with some dynamite up. We can
now,
make
see,
this
that
happen.
Could be the angry
That'll
person
work.
I can get into.
I'm into this. Let's get this rolling.
All right. But yeah, like I guess that is if there is just going to be the same games on there, then I'm not sure if it actually helps Google Plus distinguish itself, or if it just becomes another Me Too service. And
Google's got the money to you know, get some original games on there. The thing is, it's going to have to be something different than the Google Farmville. Still,
I think the handling of it is where they should make it different. Not just like different games, but like, I mean, in Facebook, games are right there in your face. In your news feed, you see the games that other people are playing, and you don't give a shit about it. You don't want to know how people's crops are doing. You don't want to get notifications of a game you don't want to play. I think like that's an area Google could improve. And if they can make it where I don't have to see it, fine.
Well, what if there's like a games tab where your Steam, your PlayStation Network, your Xbox Live account are all linked? and that's like separate tabs. It's kind of like Raptor.
Oh, that'd be impressive.
That might not be so bad if they implemented it that way. Yeah. It wouldn't be nearly as bad as the way Facebook just kind of fucking dumps it on your plate every time.
Wouldn't that alienate users that do play the Facebook games? Because they're all like, oh, I don't have to do anything. And I can just play and plant my crops and it's so fun.
No, yeah. they would still have their little games tab. You know, they just wouldn't have to bother the shit out of people who don't care.
I think the... kind of what Gonzo Ryder said. I think the point is that right now Google Plus is cool to us because it's just people like us in there, the techie people who are into that stuff. But in order for Google to appeal to the masses, they really need to compete with Facebook, and that would mean lowering their
standards.
Yeah, lowering their standards a little bit. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
To appeal to everyone else.
Facebook. I mean, remember back when it was just for college students, that's the exact reason everybody flocked to it. And
right.
So,
and in the end, at the end of the day, Google isn't trying to please us, because chances are if it's new and it has to do with technology, we'll like it.
Yeah.
They're trying to please the people that aren't on there yet.
Right.
They're trying to appeal to all them.
So the moral of the story is all the social networks will end up shitty in the end.
Exactly. Because it's appealing to the lowest common denominator, basically.
Yeah.
So...
which is everyone that's not cool.
Exactly.
Says you.
It's a proven fact.
You've done research in this subject?
Oh, yeah.
Extensive research.
I even wore safety goggles.
And a lab coat.
I borrowed your lab coat from last week to do a study.
All right. Well, speaking of Google... they also this week bought a whole bunch of patents from IBM.
Yeah.
The patents are said to involve fabrication and architecture of memory and microprocessing chips, which is a little above my level of understanding. Wait, stuff.
Read that off again. Say,
the patents involve fabrication and architecture of memory and microprocessing chips. So all sorts of computer doodads.
Oh. way to dumb it down there.
That's a technical term, by the way.
The technical term is doodads. Memory chips are out, and microprocessing. That's all old school. It's doodads now.
Well, I think it's fascinating that, like, okay, how many patents did Google get in this deal? It was something like 1,000, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty hefty number. 6,000, yeah. I think.
Yeah, that's actually, like, more patents than, like, probably one of Google's biggest patent grabs, because, like, I know, like, over the last couple of years, there's been stories where Apple has tons of patents. They registered 563 in 2010 alone, but, like, Google has only done, like in the tens, like 60 patents a year or something.
Mm-hmm. So, what do they want hardware patents for? That's what I don't understand.
That's the curious part.
Because they're tired
part
of being sued for other hardware patents.
Exactly.
Or,
you know, well, Apple comes at them with like 50 patents,
yeah,
suits, and Google can only come back and say, well, we got that one. So this is them beefing up their portfolio just so that, you know, they're more on par with Apple or whoever else is going to be suing them. I'm sure it's going to be plenty of folks.
Yeah, but Google's not making hardware, though. They're making the software that other people are putting on their own hardware.
Yeah, well, but that's not the point. The point is leverage. The point is coercing the person who's suing you.
Well, I mean, there could be a move here where Google might be trying to get into hardware. You never know.
Yeah, I guess that's
it's possible. I feel like it's more Google style to come up with software and let everyone else do the legwork for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Google's modus operandi.
I agree. Ooh. that has been.
Yeah.
What did you just say?
That's right. I did that.
All right. I do agree that impressed. Is kind of has been their mission in the past, but you
their
know,
modus operandi?
Their modus whatever doodads. but you never know. I mean, honestly, at a certain point I think they might get tired of, they might have like a vision for, say, Android, where they're like, this could work so well if it's on this platform with this stuff and that and this, and they're tired of handing it off to other people who just ruin it in their eyes. Not that Android's bad, but, you know, they might have a different vision than what the manufacturers are doing with their products. So maybe they want to get into it and do it themselves.
You know, that's actually interesting. Like with the Nexus series, Google makes like the pristine device that they want, but that they picture Android being.
But again,
someone else makes the shitty devices.
Google didn't make those devices. Other people did.
I know, but Google might be.
True that other people made them, but it was like Google's heavily involved with the design process.
Yeah,
but the Nexus series.
If Google wanted Android
to make it,
yeah.
If Google wanted Android to be like super pristine and everything, they should change their licensing. They should stop licensing it to people who are just going to.
They want to have both. They want to have a great, like a fancy, pristine device, and then have 100 other shitty ones for the people who play Farmville.
Those people should go back to like slivers and razors.
I wasn't sure if you were talking about Razor's the phone or Razor's the thing they should use to slit wrists with.
Maybe they could do both. Go buy a Motorola Razor and then kill yourself. With the Razor phone. Nice. Import contacts, then slit wrists.
The noise kept... You know, screw it.
No one takes it seriously.
For those of you who are idiots, please do not kill yourself.
Wow, like you insult the people out there.
We need to have a disclaimer on that, but anyone who would just go kill themselves because we said so, they're probably an idiot. So we need to speak directly to them and not anyone else. All right. How many people here use Internet Explorer? Show of hands.
No.
We can't see each other,
Ron.
I'm assuming that nobody's gonna put their hands up, so it was a safe bet. Internet Explorer users are kind of stupid, a study suggests.
I laughed for a solid 5 minutes when I saw that.
Your IQ might be below average, according to this study, if you use Internet Explorer.
And didn't they say that actually changed too? Like there was a period in time where IE users had average intelligence, but then over time, all the smart people migrated to other browsers.
Yeah.
I think it's a matter of, like, before Mozilla, IE was, to most people, the only game in town.
Yeah.
Mozilla picked up a lot of steam and got people to realize, like, oh, I don't have to use this. And then, you know, with that came Chrome and Safari's now on PCs and all that.
Yeah.
Even before Mozilla came around, I wasn't using IE. I was an Opera user since... 99.
Hey, cool. You're being a hipster.
I am.
I'll be completely honest. Back in that time, when I was a Windows user, I had no idea of anything other than IE until Mozilla came around.
I used to use the classy Netscape Navigator with its awesome
Netscape,
little animation.
Okay. I remember Netscape. But IE looked better than Netscape in those days. At least to me. I don't know. I didn't know much about web development then, so I didn't know how much of a pain in the ass it was.
We had how everything...
That's because everything was still HTML.
Yeah. Yeah, there was like the occasional Flash thing, but there was no YouTubes or anything like that.
It was the dark times of VOC.
It was... It was time
for too much scrolling marquee.
They were the bright, shiny, sparkly times of GeoCities.
Yeah.
The golden age.
Where there's one GIF repeated a billion times in the background.
Hey, that's classy, man.
Didn't we do that to our site? Somebody
there's
did
a
that.
Website out there that lets you GeoCity-fy a website.
I guess that's probably what we did when I think Callus made a little cryptic announcement of the changes to come on our site recently. And he linked it to one of those. Oh, was it Agrippa? And
also,
he linked it to that GeoCities
like
thing?
Group? Yeah.
That was a classy looking site. I wish we went with that.
Hang on. Let me find that link for everyone.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
You go search for that.
Actually, I found it.
It's probably in your favorites.
It is.
It's your preferred way to view the site.
If you are listening and you use Internet Explorer, maybe you want to go pick up that Motorola Razor we talked about.
Cut it out.
And then don't kill yourself.
Go upgrade your IQ.
Yeah.
That was a terrible, terrible phone.
Maybe we can spin it that way. If you use Mozilla, you will become smarter in the end.
Exactly.
You'll up your IQ.
There's hope.
Although apparently the people with the highest IQ use Opera, so we're kind of at a stalemate here because that's not Vito.
Oh, that's not Vito. Wait a minute.
Well, they'd probably be a little higher if Vito switched back to Chrome.
Oh.
I got to be honest. I don't know if I'll ever not use Chrome. I really like Chrome.
Well, actually, it's becoming kind of a hog on XP.
Oh, is it?
I'm having to go back to Firefox 5.
Maybe you should upgrade from XP. You're the reason that Internet Explorer 6 still exists.
No, I have Internet Explorer 8 on here. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but...
Ooh.
Oh, it's because you have Service Pack 2 or da-da-da-da-da?
No, it's because I don't have Vista or Windows 7. Those are required to run 9.
Uh-huh. Yeah, listen, Windows I'm an Apple 7. User. I deal in magic only.
So how's Lion treating you?
Lion's not bad. I have had no issues with it other than one little error message that pops up now and then. It's obviously just a little bug that'll be fixed eventually.
Is that where it explodes the computer and blows the battery up?
No, my computer doesn't explode and the battery is still intact, I believe, although I can't take it out of the back, so who will ever know?
I would hate having a laptop. I couldn't take the battery out.
Honestly, I don't mind. I thought I would hate it like way too much, but the battery life is so long on this thing that I don't really ever care. It's never really been a problem.
See,
I'm sure as the battery life, you know, starts to drain after a couple of years, it might get a little more annoying when I'm getting less of a charge, but for now, it's fine.
Yeah, see, after like 2 or 3 years with my old MacBook Pro, like that thing was getting a 20-minute battery life. So.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's what I'd be most concerned with. Like, I don't care much, like, if it can't remove it the first year, because I know that's going to be fine. But it's once AppleCare's run out, and once I have to be connected to a power source to use it at all, you know, at that point, I can't just go spend $100 to go replace it. It's.
Well, I mean, you'd hope that if you replace it, you'd get another, you know, 4 or 5 years out of it before you have to deal with that crap again. And by that time, hopefully, you'll have a new laptop.
Yeah. I've given up hope for anything when it comes to battery life. You say, oh, I hope this will last a few years. No, it's going to last about 10 months.
Yeah. My friend made an interesting argument to me the other day talking about the iPhone and how he thinks that Apple is a shady company. He says, ever since the most recent update of the software, his iPhone has been more sluggish. The battery life has been a lot worse. And he's like, I feel like they just updated the software, made it have all these like problems. And then the new one's going to come out in a few months and I'll be like, oh, it looks so much better. And I'm just going to go get that.
Why does it have to be a conspiracy? Why can't it just be crappy software?
You know, I always wanted that. Everybody's always quick to jump on the, oh my God, it's a conspiracy. We're all being brainwashed. But
yeah.
You know, he had a point because I actually noticed it the day before. I was like, man, my battery life's really sucking recently. What's going on here? And maybe he's on to something.
It's a fact. And really the shocking part about that story is that you have a friend who doesn't like Apple products.
It's not that he hates them. He's just...
No, he's addicted to them. He's going to get the new one even if they made their old one shitty. But like that actually did happen with the 3GS, I think. Or was it the 3GS when the iOS 4 came out and it just ran like crap. Awful.
Yeah. And then, yeah, and on the 3G, it was like even worse. And there were like half the features were cut out. So there was no point to really even getting it.
They cut out custom backgrounds on the 3G.
Yeah, that was...
Well, the reason for that is because anything but the black... if you did a jailbreak on your 3G and you put a custom background on it, you would notice some slowdown in the swiping. It wasn't as smooth as it would have been as it was before. And then when you put in all of the extra resource hogging stuff that iOS 4 had in it and then put a picture in the background, it just crippled the entire system. Okay, so there was a reason for it.
No, maybe there was.
See, I accept that explanation in the context of everything iOS 4 has to offer, but they cut out a lot of the iOS 4 features and that was included. Like they could have taken out multitasking and said, but we'll still give you the background, but they didn't do that. Like I think they gave them folders and that was it.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but did Vito just kind of defend Apple?
I did. Ooh. But only I only defended Apple because I think that there are plenty of other avenues of approach if you want to bust on them. Don't start ripping on them for shit that isn't true.
So you're not the kind of person that'll just pick on them for anything. You find actual reasons.
Yes.
I can respect that.
And because there are a lot of actual reasons. There's no shortage.
Oh, I bet you'll tell us.
To each his own. Well,
even if his own is wrong.
Yeah, well, whatever. I like my Apple stuff.
You're entitled to be wrong. There's nothing wrong with that.
You know what? I'd rather, honestly, if I am wrong about loving Apple, and we got to be the only technology blog on the fucking planet that doesn't love Apple. If I am wrong about it, I'm perfectly happy to be so, because all my stuff works nicely and I'm happy with it. Otherwise, I wouldn't use it.
Fine.
In other news, the folks in the IRC are trying to distract us with a president speech, so
I think we're
losing them.
well,
see, I won't argue with Ron's argument for why he uses Apple products, because he has an actual reason. He likes the way that it works, it fits into his lifestyle, and it does what he wants it to do. That makes sense. People that like it because it doesn't get viruses or because it's pretty, those are the fucking people I can't stand.
Let me go out right now and say the only reason I do like it is because it doesn't get viruses.
It is an impossibility.
No, I always say that, and it's the reason I like Apple. It's just because it works together well. Like, the ecosystem of having all Apple stuff works together well, obviously, and with what I need to do with it, it's fine. It's perfect. So I don't need anything else, and I don't bother with it. If Apple suddenly shits the bed and becomes a shitty company, I'll be the first one to jump ship.
Fair enough.
And that's acceptable.
Thank you. Speaking of Apple, though, iPhone 5 coming this September. Big who cares
but is
wrong.
It early or is it late?
It is, well, I would imagine.
Somewhere
it would be
in September.
It is when they want to release it.
It's coming in September, period, according to CNET, which I guess might know something. But
honestly,
it's a reasonable assumption to make.
That's the date that makes the most sense, because the iPad comes out in what, March, is it?
Well, if you ask me, June would have made the most sense because that's what it was every other year. So
okay, well, let me explain why that doesn't make sense anymore. Do you remember when the first iPad came out?
Right.
And then 3 months later, the iPhone with a higher resolution screen, more memory. Like, it had, like, the iPad had 256 megabytes of memory problem on the tablet, but the iPhone 4, 3 months later, had 512, had a faster processor and everything. I could see Apple not wanting their customers to get bitter when every time a new iPad comes out, 3 months later, there's a new phone that's twice as good.
Right. So I think the interesting thing here is that basically what they're trying to do is space out kind of evenly their big products, I guess you would say.
Exactly.
So, and September used to always be the time of the iPod launch. So it's kind of interesting that they're pulling away a lot of focus from the iPod and running over it with the iPhone here.
Really, what is the iPod? There aren't any other iPods except for the iPod Touch. No one cares about any of the others. And what is the
Agreed.
iPod Touch but the iPhone without a phone?
And now, that, like we said the other week, they're thinking about putting 3G in that, so they might as well just call it an iPhone at this point.
Stupidest to freaking.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever. I'm not going to buy it, stupid jerks. I'm going to sit here right now, and I will say that I have no interest in having the iPhone 5 because my 4 works just fine. But they will announce it, and there will be one stupid feature that I'll go, oh, I need that, and I'll go buy it the day it comes out, like an idiot.
Like the fact that it'll have the Apple logo on it?
They all have the Apple logo. I already have that. There will be one, like, they always have that one feature that they just hit you with, and you're like,
but it will come
I kind of want
stickers.
That. Yeah. It comes with 3 stickers instead of 2 in the box. Which, how many more Apple stickers do I need on all of my shit?
You need more. Apparently.
According to them, I need to advertise for them all over the place. I should send them a bill.
one on your car, one in your front door, and one on your ass.
I had one on, I had one on my car at one point, and somebody pulled off the little stem on the apple, so it just kind of looked like a butt.
That was Vito.
It probably was. All right, so since nobody cares about iPhones being launched, including me, did Scotland Yard get trolled? What is this?
I
like how he says, what is this? This is my first time reading this.
This is my first time ever seeing this, even though it was posted on the Noisecast.
See, this is one of those things that, like, if it's true, I wish I could know more about whether or not it's true or not, because if it is, this is, like, the shittiest thing they've ever done. Like, well, the story is, like, the guy takes the name of some troll just on some forum. It was just being a dick on a forum. And uses that as his name while he goes and commits super illegal stuff, which if you want to do illegal stuff for your principles, fine. But then he, like, gets another guy arrested for it.
It's basically identity theft.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And that's not noble or conveying a message or activism. That's just throwing an innocent out of
it's funny.
That's being a dick.
It is.
Plain and simple. There's no two ways about that. You're just being a dick. You're not accomplishing anything. You're not showing anybody up. You're not getting any point across other than I'm a fucking dick.
Exactly.
Just to clear it up in case somebody out there doesn't understand what we're talking about yet, one of the LulzSec apparent users was a guy named Topiary, and they arrested someone who called themselves Topiary in Scotland Yard a few days ago.
They did not do it in Scotland Yard. Scotland Yard.
I'm sorry. I'm like half reading it.
They did it in Scotland's front yard. Right out front.
The dude was...
By Scotland Yard a few days ago. Sorry, I misspoke. But so, according to an unnamed source here, the actual 19-year-old that was arrested was not the actual hacktivist. He was somebody who's had his name used by the hacktivist, and then they kind of led them to this guy.
Can we not use the term hacktivist?
Yes. Please.
That's what it says in the article.
I know
here.
That's what they're called, but that we need to come up with something better. How about just dickheads?
I'm just going with what people
that works.
Are. We're going to call them dickheads from now on. Anytime you think about saying hacktivist, just say dickhead.
They kind of are now.
So you one know, dickhead.
Pretty interchangeable.
It is.
Honestly, you know, I kind of admired Anonymous just a little bit back when they were trolling Oprah and making her look stupid with the over 9,000 penises or you know, like when they were doing stuff that like demonstrated a point.
Wait, was this Anonymous or was this LulzSec?
Anonymous did the Oprah thing. That's old.
Okay.
I think he's talking about dickheads.
Well, yeah, the guy who was arrested by Scotland Yard was from LulzSec.
And Anonymous were once one, but the people broke off to do LulzSec Anonymous.
I don't like LulzSec style nearly as well. I don't really like Anonymous too much, but like LulzSec is just dickish, and like it's not even endearing in a I don't want to do that, but I can at least respect what they're doing kind of way.
They're kind of pompous about it.
Yeah, they're pompous and aloof at the same time.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I will admit that their website is funny. there's the little, it plays the Love Boat theme, I think, on the bottom. And it's like, there's a button that says mute this. And when you mute it, it makes it 50% louder.
Wow.
How
very fitting.
Yeah, I got a nice chuckle out of that. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
All right, so we all agree that we don't like, what do we call them, dickheads?
Dickheads.
You know, I will admit, though, that the Anonymous logo, like the little suit with the question mark on top, is one of the coolest logos I've ever seen.
Yeah, see, that's classy.
It is a classy logo, exactly.
Yeah. The other guy is just one of those meme faces.
Basically, they just need to quit being dickheads and just make funny things. Be cool.
Exactly.
Perfect. All right, so
messing with Sony.
Anybody care about Nintendo? No?
I guess.
Actually, it's one of the smarter things that I've seen on the topic list.
Okay, so we'll go into it.
We should cover it.
Naturally, that's one of the ones I didn't read.
So, Nintendo sales, they are plummeting. I would venture a guess to say largely due that the Wii is old and everybody's already got one.
Yeah. And the Wii U looks ridiculous.
Yeah, the Wii U is hardly an update. It's just stupid. And the 3DS honestly doesn't appeal to me anymore, but I'm not a 12-year-old playing Pokemon, so...
I don't really shut your we'll mouth.
I don't know if it's just because like I grew up when the original Game Boy came out, but like I look at anything, you know, honestly, anything in the DS line, and I just can't even think about playing games on it. And the 3D version is just even more out there to me. It's probably me being old, but
yeah, I think
that's just because you haven't made the attempt. They're fun games. And they're fun to play on.
I won't.
I admit, I was interested in the...
You don't have to constantly switch out batteries like the old Game Boy. That thing would fucking eat batteries.
But it would. It didn't even do anything with it. It wasn't color. It didn't have a backlight. I don't know where the hell that battery charge was going.
It was so half-assed.
Yeah.
It was going through the massive processor.
Oh, it was. It was still better with batteries than the Sega Game Gear. I had one of those, man. You get like 45 minutes out of 6 double A's, and then you were fucking switching. Yes.
But that thing was awesome.
It was. It was fucking badass.
I would have taken a Game Gear. Game Gear over a Game Boy any day of the week. It was color. You could play Sonic, run over the rings and shit. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, for me, portable gaming of pretty much any kind of died with the first PSP for me. I just kind of completely lost interest when I got the first PSP and played it for a little while, and I just really stopped caring about portable gaming.
I used mine more for my PSP for emulators. I put all my emulators on it.
Yeah, maybe if I did that. I don't know. The PSP games alone just weren't doing it for me. Like, I played SOCOM on there, which was kind of cool. Being able to like wirelessly use that, but I don't know. I just kind of lost it for portable gaming a long time ago.
Also, the one thing I actually want to play on the 3DS is that revamp of Ocarina of Time. That looks amazing.
That is I'll agree with you on that because that's the only game. Any Zelda game is the only one that I'm like, man, I'd really like to get that system just to play that. But then I'm like, I'm stuck with the Wii.
I've seen it. I've seen it on my 3DS. A buddy of mine got it from work, and it's kind of amazing, not gonna lie. If you liked Ocarina of Time, it's exactly the same thing except it fits in your pocket.
See, that sounds perfect to me, because that game is one of the best games of all time. Demonstrably.
And honestly, and the other one that didn't get much credit was Majora's Mask.
You say Majora's Mask.
I fucking love that game. I loved it. I don't know why.
No one has moderate opinion of that game. No one goes meh about that game.
I mean, look, Ocarina of Time was obviously leaps and bounds better. It was I think it was a much bigger game than Majora's Mask. But I thought that game was a ton of fun.
You know what I think? You know what I think it is? I think that like they're basically the same game, slight differences between them. But Ocarina of Time has like an actual Hyrulean story that feels really big.
Right,
exactly.
Even if the other one is the moon crashing into the earth,
it's got the classic Zelda story.
Exactly,
Majora's was kind of. It was in a different setting entirely. I don't even think it was Hyrule, right?
No, that was Hyrule, talking about the Majora's Mask. That was in somewhere else, parallel dimension or whatever.
Exactly, yeah. But I honestly thought the premise of the game was cool, playing with time, going back and forth, you know.
Yeah, that was fun. And being able to, like, change forms, that was another fun thing. Like, the Goron rolling, I loved that in the game.
It was a ton of fun.
But it just felt like it felt like one giant side quest.
It was an expansion pack.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. I think that's why a lot of folks don't like it.
Well, at the time, I think I was, like, 14 or 15 years old maybe, so I didn't have to buy it myself, so I don't care. I would, you know, nowadays I'll get pissed if I get an expansion pack for $60, but you know, back then who cares? My parents bought it. All right, so I don't know if I want to tell anybody about this, but I guess I will. Facebook is offering $500 bounties for reporting bugs. So Since I told you, that means all of you have to back off and I get to report the entire iPhone app myself. I'll get like $6 billion off that one. Facebook, if you're listening, the entire thing doesn't work.
You know, man, I got the new Facebook app for my BlackBerry, and it just makes me cringe.
It is. I don't know what it is. I think the earlier versions of the Facebook iOS app, and I'm sure Android and all the other platforms, worked. And now
the early Android Facebook app sucked. Like, it was awful.
Okay,
well, it was mostly just a web app.
It still right. fucking sucks.
It does.
In terms of, like, the actual amount of things you could do with it, the amount of Facebook features you could use on the go on the mobile app, there was less of them in the first few versions. But as they've added more, everything has just broken and fallen apart, and now it's just, like, chaos. I can't even figure out what the hell's going on.
Well, see, Facebook doesn't care about mobile apps.
Well,
they just don't.
They need, because they're not getting there's no farm billions there. They don't give a shit.
Well, I think it's also because, like, I mean, you think about 750 million people. Not a lot of those people are smartphone users, but there are a lot of folks that have, you know, the crappy phone that sort of has a 3G connection on a little 200 pixel screen or whatever.
Yeah.
That they can get the crappy mobile site. And that's what they focus on, is making that look the best it can. Because you can get to that on a smartphone, and you can get to that on a shitty phone.
That's a good point, yeah.
And they have a touchscreen one, too, for the crappy touchscreen devices.
Exactly.
And they should focus more on it.
Yeah, I mean, that mobile app is not bad. It's not the full Facebook, but it's not bad.
I mean, I think, you know, as far as smartphone users go, I would venture a guess to say that I use Facebook on my mobile phone, you know, twice as much as I use it on a laptop or a desktop or anything. I'm mostly looking on my phone.
And I'm the opposite, because the mobile app does not work for Windows 7.
That being said, since the mobile app has just completely gone to hell, I've started using, you know, my desktop or laptop more often. But I'd rather use it on my phone because it's easier and I can just do it wherever I am. But yeah.
What gets me even more is that it seems like Facebook doesn't even have a unified mobile department. Because if you look at the iPhone app and you look at the Facebook app and you look at the Windows Phone app, it's not just that they look different, but they have entirely different features.
I think you're right. And I remember seeing something on Facebook, I guess, when they were talking about the iPhone app, and it was one guy developing it. He was just talking, like, it was a little bloggy kind of post on Facebook, and he was basically, from what it sounded like he was doing it all by himself.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. Like, that's how little Apple cares about smartphone platform. And they're only just now getting around to
Facebook
iPad app, right?
I always thought they took the stance that the iPad is basically a laptop, just go on the website.
They also took the stance that Android wasn't big enough to care about. I mean,
there's no mobile app for Android tablets. You have to go to the website, and it's laggy as shit.
The Facebook app does load on Android tablets. Like, I've got it on my Zoom. I don't think I had to install the APK, but, like, I think it's in the market, or was for a while, but it's the phone version stretched out. So
that would still be better than the ridiculously laggy version of the web browser.
Yeah, Facebook has horrible like, just the way they render their site in mobile devices is awful.
Yeah.
No one is surprised.
Nobody has any arguments for that.
It's just crap everywhere.
All right. Yeah. Well, I guess that does it for Facebook. Facebook, I'll take a check or whatever for letting you know about the iPhone thing. So remember Foxconn?
Vaguely.
Yeah. Well,
where everyone died?
Yeah. They've replaced a bunch of their workers with robots who are said to have a much lower suicide rate.
Until they become sentient.
Okay, that's gonna be the worst robot to become sentient. Like, I mean, if the life you like, you suddenly wake up and become aware of yourself, and your existence is putting together shitty phones for 12 hours a day.
And then they kill themselves, and then the guy who runs Foxconn is like, "Are you serious? Come on, they're robots."
Yeah.
I mean, it's one way to get rid of their bad publicity, because everyone apparently, you know, not if you talk to their PR people, but a lot of the workers have say, hey, it's terrible to work here.
Yeah.
So why not do robots? I mean, they're literally putting together hardware, so pretty sure robot can do that.
Yeah. I don't want to sound very arrogant and like ignorant about the whole subject, but based on the working conditions that I've seen in China, like as a country, as on the whole, I don't picture Foxconn being one of the worst places to work there.
Oh, it's probably not, but
I mean, obviously it's the most highly publicized place, but I feel like as a Chinese person, if I'm kind of used to that environment, and I don't mean this to sound like a dick, but I kind of am, you know, Foxconn would seem nicer to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Does anyone know the suicide rate in China anyway?
Like, well, whatever it is, it's not helping. They still got 4 billion people over there.
I don't know the actual rate, but I do know that one of the things they pointed out was that the percentage of Foxconn employees that committed suicide in the scope of the total Foxconn employees was a lower percentage than, like, if you took all of China together and the percentage of Chinese citizens. So I guess that's supposed to make it better.
And that's my point. And not to say that it's right that any of the working conditions over there are bad. I would, you know, obviously everyone would prefer that they have healthy working environments and they're all happy. But, you know, given what the actual situation is, you would assume that Foxconn would probably be easier, or not easier, but less stressful than some of the other places country.
The things that I've heard is that they've been had to make these phones and whatever it is they make over there for a gamut of tech companies. They have to do it for extremely long hours and for not much money.
It kind of begs the question why they weren't using robots earlier. It seems like a perfect situation
humans,
for them.
Humans are cheaper.
They also need the workers to build the robots.
They can stop paying the humans because the humans kill themselves.
Well, I guess it comes down to the country that it is, because in America, I'm sure a robot would be cheaper, but in China, you know, the opposite.
And see, that's also part of
they don't have, I don't know, do they have a minimum wage in China?
It's probably not much, whatever.
Well, they do, but one of the reasons that that the Shenzhen factory is so big is because there's a lot of on-site living, and the living conditions are just absolute shit. You got something that's, you know, smaller than some American closets, and you got like 4 people living in there. So that's one of the reasons that their pay is so low, is because they live and eat in the factory or on the premises.
It is
so
not.
Yes, it's really low, but there's not a whole lot that they have to pay for.
Didn't you guys see that piece? I think it was Joel Johnson from Giz, like, went over to the factory, like, took photos and everything.
I saw it, but it wasn't Joel, I don't think.
Was it?
I think it was.
Yeah, I thought it was, too.
But it seemed like they basically gave him, you know, handies the whole way.
Yeah.
He was like, this place is excellent.
I think that's a lot of Western people that go over there to report on it.
Yeah, well, because everyone knows it's not excellent.
Yeah.
I mean,
you get a skinny blonde kid walking through, you're not going to show him all the shitty parts.
Yeah,
you're going to show him all the happy, nice stuff.
I'm sure the people in China are well-versed in public relations as well. You're not just going to be like, oh, look, here's a guy killing himself right now. Let's go take some photos.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no, they sent out a memo saying, everyone be on your best behavior. And
please do not kill yourself. Wait for tomorrow.
Didn't they also say, like, have them sign at one point, they, like, because they said part of the reason they were killing themselves was, like, so that their family could get benefits. So they made him sign a paper that said, if you kill yourself, your family doesn't get benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they installed, it says on the article here that they installed the suicide nets, which I'm sure we all heard about. And they gave 20% wage increases to some workers. So those robots got some nice Christmas bonuses. But yeah, I don't know. Foxconn, what are you going to do, you know?
What are you going to do?
Whatever keeps people from killing themselves, I guess. Although then again, if I got replaced by a robot, I still might kill myself.
That would really suck if you had a job and you kind of enjoyed it. It was a nice paycheck. And they're like, well, we're going to get a robot to do it.
Yeah.
You're not
especially if I stuck it out for like 20 years. I've been there. I'm like, well, my job sucks, but it helps me feed my family. And my company takes care of me and I can't complain too much. Oh, hey, look, a robot's taking my job.
And then he kills himself.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Terrible Chinese accent.
Yeah, that wasn't even Chinese. That wasn't even Asian or Oriental.
I'm not sure what I was going for.
That was not an accent.
I was just going to let it go.
That was just you altered your voice slightly.
All right, well, let's move away from suicides in China here and move into some more fun stuff.
Suicides in Mexico.
We're going to go to...
It's a fiesta!
We're going into WTF.
Yeah.
Techno song. Yeah. I always like to talk for just a minute so that when I actually edit this later, I don't have to cut out the voices. I can just play the techno song with people talking over it.
Oh, yeah?
Makes my life easier.
So well, anything can make your life easier.
Yeah. You
know. I just feel like we're missing out right now.
You know what? Next time we'll just be silent for like 3 minutes after we say what the fuck news.
No, I mean it's only like it's like a 5 second clip, I think, the song. But a lot of times
well, that
like Steven will go
it's an even better decision.
Yeah, it does.
Then I gotta cut it and drag it all back. Alright, so let's get started here. Jeopardy host injured after chasing a burglar in San Francisco. So, in case you don't watch
it, it feels like a bit on Family Guy or something.
It definitely does.
The guy robbed his hotel room.
He robbed
Alex Trebek's.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which
robbed his hotel room, and then Alex Trebek was chasing him down the hall, I think. And he like
it was a lady that robbed him.
Was it Sean Connery?
It was Jacinda Williams. Yeah.
Well done. Yeah, they stole cash, bracelets, and other items, which I don't know why he has a bunch of bracelets.
They're all actually those snap-on bracelets from the 90s.
Sweet.
Slap wrist bracelets.
Yeah,
it's a man like, after my own
like
heart.
Covered in like diamonds and shit.
Nice. And while chasing him, I think he actually caught him, her. He snapped his Achilles tendon.
Oh.
That's a rough one.
Insult to injury there.
I saw there was a clip on the site that he's making jokes about it at the end. But it was like right after he said, oh, I snapped my Achilles tendon, and then goes to make like I was never in Double Jeopardy or something like
that. I'll like take that. My stuff back for 200.
Yeah.
That I would love if someone would have caught that on camera. Like Trebek, like chasing somebody down the street. That would have been awesome.
And it's weird. Nowadays, when I see articles like that, I'm always like, where's the video? Like, because you always kind of just expect somebody to be there filming it. Like, everybody just walks around with their cameras on all the time.
I don't think Alex Trebek is one of those people who's, you know, living in the limelight.
Yeah, but still,
I kind of assumed he slept on the set of Jeopardy. So it's true.
I would assume that if this happened to anyone, someone would film it.
He's 71. Damn. It's ridiculous.
I did not think
serious?
He was 71.
He does not look it. He has aged really well.
He is very sexy.
I just noticed in the article here on Yahoo that they keep referring to the stolen cash and bracelet and other items.
Mm.
And only the other items were recovered.
We have to use the indefinite article A dildo.
your dildo. All right.
They weren't able to get the bracelets, but they did get Alex Trebek's nipple clamps.
They're not Alex Trebek's nipple clamps. They are a set of nipple clamps.
I'll take awkward fetishes for 300.
A nipple clamp, never your nipple clamp.
Right. All right, so a Washington man shaves his ex-girlfriend's head during an alleged break-in. Washington State man being held on $100,000 bail for breaking into his ex-girlfriend's home and shaving her head with a pair of clippers, says authorities. So why? Any ideas?
Why not?
Okay, fair enough.
I must have missed it. Did they have a fight about her hair or something, or was it just he saw V for Vendetta, so he decided to torture her like that?
No, it was G.I. Jane. He's got a thing for butch chicks.
I think if this story came out of Florida, I could have just left it at, all right, he's crazy and he shaved her head. But because it came out of Washington, I'm kind of wondering if he had a reason for it. And I'm not seeing anything here in the article.
O'Hara said that told police he wanted to shave his ex-girlfriend's head so she wouldn't be attractive to other men.
Oh, yeah, that's a good reason.
Oh, that's just you.
Okay, he could have hit her in the face with a baseball bat.
That would only temporarily make it. Well, this last time.
O'Hara grows back.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of hair you have.
To grow back than a bruise to heal, so he's thinking long-term, you guys.
And most men can do more than just bruise with a baseball bat.
Yeah. So he's like, I could hit her with a bat. But if I shave her head, I'll only have to do it like every month or so.
He also slammed her head into a mirror hanging over the bed.
All right. So he went for both.
He went for both.
Good for him.
He got the full double jackass bonus on that one.
Apparently, he'd tried to do it before.
Dude, wow. What the fuck?
The ex-girlfriend said O'Hara had tried to shave her head at his father's apartment on July 6th.
Mm.
Wait, at
he
his
allegedly
or
forced
hers?
Her to lean over the sink, and then she fell to the floor.
Then he reportedly tried to force her into the clothes dryer.
What the hell? How did this guy not get arrested before this point?
Confusing her for like a chia pet and a t-shirt.
Here we go. He admitted to using methamphetamines, methadone, anti-anxiety, and depression medication. That clears it all up with a nice bow, you know?
Well, we all assumed drugs were involved.
You know,
I wasn't sure. I'm not one to assume like that.
You know what kills me about that, though? He's going to end up in, like, a mental hospital instead of in prison, which is... That's kind of tragic to me that a guy could do that. And
I mean, he's obviously not right, but I think more to do with the things that he's abusing than his actual mental state.
Well, if he's in a mental institution, he has less freedom than he would in prison. Like, they can't go out and exercise and whatnot, and watch TV.
That depends on the institution. But.
Well, true. Yeah.
And also, like, how dangerous he's considered.
You know, maybe the guy, he's just a closet homosexual, and if she looks more like a man, he'll enjoy her more.
Well, I mean, at that point, just come out. Just be gay.
No, I'd rather be a felon.
It's okay to be gay. There's nothing wrong with it.
You can get married in New York now.
Yeah.
But then I'd have to go to New York.
There's nothing wrong with New York.
And
other than the city, the difference between New York State and New York City is incredible. Like, New York City is big.
I don't know that anything else exists in New York other than New York City.
Geographically, they're roughly the same, which means they're in the northeast of the country, and I hate that area.
Why?
Yeah. It's cold.
Why do you hate this area?
Douchebags. All of you.
Look, there's some down where you are. I mean, you're there, right?
That's a douchebag. That's one. There's at least two up there. There's you and Vito.
Honestly, of all the people in Jersey to call douchebags, I think me and Vito are the least of your concern.
Oh, yeah, this is true. Already.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I live here. I know what it's like. And yes, you're probably right. But outside of Jersey and some of New York, it's not too bad. Except when you get up to Boston, which is a beautiful city full of assholes.
The country up there is...
That didn't sound quite right.
What?
A beautiful city full of assholes.
That's exactly what it is.
What do they use for currency? Toilet paper?
No, well, I don't know. They are the worst drivers.
I'm just saying, it sounded kind of gay, dude.
It's a beautiful place full of all sorts of assholes that you can play with.
It's a city full of beautiful assholes.
There we go.
I think that guy from the Florida story should go up there, or Washington, whatever. All right.
You got a Florida story, don't you worry.
So, other news. What is this article? Should have read this before.
The Florida story.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into it. So, a woman in Florida ends up getting arrested over fighting with her husband about cats' medical bills. I'm assuming it means multiple cats.
Well, you could tell because of where the apostrophe is located.
Right. I was trying to clarify that for the people who weren't reading it. The couple argued over the cat's medical treatment. The woman became increasingly angry, so she allegedly lunged at her father with her father, husband with scissors.
If you're going to read the story, you have to put on your news voice.
A local woman today was arrested for fighting with scissors over a bunch of cats.
No. Police arrested a North Palm Beach woman Wednesday for allegedly cutting her husband with two kitchen knives after he refused to pay her cat's medical bills.
Yeah, but you just read the article. I ad-libbed.
Yeah, well, see, you read like a news person.
Shut up.
You gotta read directly from the teleprompter, Ron Burgundy.
I don't want to.
I'm Ron Burgundy?
Burgundy?
Well,
it says after that she actually went after him with a wooden coat hanger in the face.
You know what? I mean, this really isn't doing it for Florida for me.
I don't know. I mean,
is that not enough?
More sometimes you can't afford the pet medical bills, but you don't go stabbing people about it.
I agree, but I would expect this out of any state, not just Florida.
There's no kitties in jail.
There's no hiding things in your vagina. I know. It's not the best Florida story.
I know Merrimack's in the audience. She better,
she gonna stick up for her state now?
No, she better show how depraved her state really is.
Get on that site. That one site. Florida.
We will find one. If that didn't do it for Ron, we have to step our game up.
We gotta step it up. I mean, that could happen anywhere.
There are 6 stories in a row about machetes.
Alright, see, that's what I'm talking about. Get that stuff in here.
Wait, hold on. I didn't start at the top. There's 2 at the top, and then there's a skip one. But take it back.
Wait, it's supposed to be what the fuck news, not what the Florida. So a sprinkling of Florida is okay. But...
Look, I got to get my fix on Florida stories. I kind of like Jones for it every week. But in the meantime, while Kevlar's looking for that, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a state police say an 8-year-old boy was driving a pickup truck down an interstate while his drunken father slept in the passenger seat. Now, see, this would work well if it was from Florida. Troopers say...
I think it'd work better in Louisiana because everybody's drunk in Louisiana.
Yeah.
That's pretty typical for...
I mean, I'm honestly not shocked.
Troopers say the man's 4-year-old...
Like, floating around a while back of that kid who stole his grandma's SUV.
To do hood rats.
I want to do hood rats with my friends.
That's exactly what this thing sounds like.
Well, I think the kid was a designated driver, basically. The 4-year-old daughter was asleep in the back seat, and the child was driving. So, because the dad was drunk, I think that's what it looks like here. But obviously, he wasn't driving that well because he's a child. So they got pulled over.
Okay, I found another story for you, Ron.
Here we go. I'm ready for it.
All right. I'm posting it in the topic list.
All right. Should we save it for last, or should we just go right into it? Let's go right into it.
Just force it right in there.
Okay. Apparently,
why don't
we
put it up to a vote? Somebody in the Ustream vote. First person to vote wins.
Come on, Thiz. This is your chance.
Florida story now, or Florida There's story later? Oh, they're taking forever.
I got a lot.
There's some lag. Saying there was like some lag going on in there.
Oh, the ads are probably listening to an ad.
Yeah, they're probably, every one of them's watching an ad while we're trying to get their attention.
Of course.
Anyway, how about we do it last?
Somebody just voted now.
Okay,
that's what happens now.
I keep getting disconnected with the
ads. Oh, someone dies in this one.
Hey, you asked me for something interesting.
All right.
Dead babies.
Thomas Swindle, 53 years old, was fishing offshore of Marathon Wednesday. Is that a place? Marathon?
Assume that that's a town.
Okay.
Or
with
a lake.
His brother, when they found something in the water, according to a Monroe County Sheriff's Office. And it wasn't a blowfish. That's what the article says. It was a kilo of coke. Swindle then decided to sample the...
He decided to try some coke that he found in a lake.
Can someone read that sentence? Does that just not make sense to me?
Twindle then decided to sample the find. And
oh, okay, some... okay, I got it. There should be a comment.
There you there. Go.
So he did some sweet coke. All right, so far so good. What followed next was a sailor's nightmare, according to the release.
The tension builds.
Thomas Swindle began running around the boat, throwing things in the water, including a cell phone and a VHF radio. Wow. What is he doing with a VHF radio?
That's what you use on boats to communicate, dude.
In a little boat?
Yes.
You don't need one of them.
Well, it's very useful.
It's not a rowboat.
It's very useful for when your friend is insane because he snorted some crazy
well, he ran in the water, so...
It would have been helpful.
He then reportedly picked up knives, a pair of pliers, and a gaff, and removed the cowling from the engine. Okay.
He tore the engine apart on the boat he was...
Which fell overboard and sank, so he just dismantled this entire boat. For safety's sake, the brother tossed all the sharp objects overboard, including the cocaine.
I actually
cocaine
read,
is sharp,
read this somewhere else, and he stabbed the engine with the gaff.
Wow.
In another version of the story that I read. So he disabled the engine on the boat after removing basically the hood.
Okay, and then the other brother climbed on top of the boat because obviously the boat doesn't drive anymore and there's no phones or radios. So he climbed on the boat, began signaling for help. Nearby vessel responded. Swindle was transported to Miami Hospital and died. Cool.
Wow.
Wow, that is depressing. That is why you don't do drugs you find floating in the water.
See, the worst part of this story is it was funny when he was just on the boat.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a blowfish.
For a minute there. Yeah.
Second sentence.
I want to know who wrote that, but for a minute there, when you said somebody Barbara died, Hijack. And I started reading it, I got the impression that he went apeshit and just killed his brother. But then they threw that twist in at the end, and he died from the drugs.
Well, I kind of figured that's where it was going, because it starts off with, hey, here's some coke. Now, obviously, the guy's never done coke before.
Otherwise, or it could have been just really weird coke.
He probably just pulled the whole Tony Montana thing and just like...
Yeah, he's like, hey, I saw this in a movie once.
He probably did that. He was like, hey, take a picture of me. Do I look like Tony Montana? And just, oh, post it on Facebook. And he loses his fucking mind.
Or he's used to cut, like, street coke. And this is, like,
Charlie Sheen does
obviously
it.
Good stuff. Being smuggled
well,
in.
Well, I think... I mean, he must have been a user, because if I found cocaine anywhere, and I'm not a drug user, so if I found coke somewhere... The last thing I'd do would be like, oh, let me sniff this and see if it's coke. Like, I was probably...
To be fair, he was fishing, maybe he was already drunk.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shitty way to go.
Yeah.
Lose your mind on a boat and die in a hospital? That's not fun.
Darwin.
Although, I wonder if they were actually smuggling it and then the one guy got into it and this is just a story that they're telling everyone.
Ah, corruption in Florida.
Not surprised.
Florderp.
All right. Let's see what else we got here.
Can we get some WTF news that's not depressing now?
All right. Here we go. Texas couple married by computer.
See, nobody died in this one.
Miguel
Their
and
lives
Diana.
Are just over.
It's just weird.
It just says...
Yeah, it is.
Let me read. Miguel Hansen and Diana Weasley get married on Saturday. And then they died. Oh, damn.
Whoa.
Nobody saw that one coming.
This happened in Houston. This happened in Texas?
Yes.
That's why it says Texas couple. You jackass.
Okay, so the idea here is that they're standing in front of a 30-inch monitor, and on the screen they see a virtual minister from virtualminister.com.
No, the guy created the virtual minister.
I know, I'm kidding. I'm trying to get everyone to go to that site.
Oh.
Ron just bought it and threw up like 30 ads on it.
For all of the
I'll be a billionaire. So I guess they're getting married in front of a screen instead of it's not that interesting.
No, I'm actually honestly surprised that this happened in Texas where you know you've got
Houston
a
has
a concentration of conservative folks who
Houston has a gay mayor right now.
What was that?
Houston has a gay mayor right now. Houston's
really?
A little different from the rest of Texas.
All right.
They got one of them new gay mayors.
Houston is Texas's Florida.
What does that even mean?
I don't know about that.
Nobody knows what that means. Ah, another Florida story. What is it? So what is the title? Out of pot, woman beat, starved tot. That's the title of this article.
More dead people. This is a baby. This is a dead baby you're talking about. You want to actually read that one? Or do you want to skip the dead baby story?
I don't think the baby died.
All right. The woman beat her kid and...
And the two-year-old starved.
Did the kid die, though?
No, yeah. The kid doesn't die.
No, the girl's injuries are consistent with extensive physical abuse and gross neglect. But I guess she's alive.
Yeah, that's fractured good. Tibia, multiple areas of bruising, swelling about the head and face, signs of dehydration, malnutrition. Can we not have something depressing? There's got to be something in here that doesn't make me want to pull out my Motorola Razor. And
okay, hold on. We got one like from Bismarck in the chat. Two men, ages 46 and 82, accused of fondling each other at a Kmart.
There we go.
Thank you to whoever that was.
That would be his
bringing us back. We were all about to get out our razors.
A loss prevention officer at the store told officers that he saw two men in adjoining stalls on their knees with their pants down and engaged in a sexual act.
Glory hole!
Why would you do that?
Look at the picture of the two guys.
I'd rather
I can see why they just couldn't wait till they got home.
Is it bad that it actually looks like they're like father and son there?
Wow,
like,
look at that.
Well, it could be because one guy's 46 and the other guy's 82.
Gosh.
You got it. Like, that's such a bummer, man. These are two guys who are obviously gay, and I'm sure they both have wives and probably children. The one on the right probably even grandchildren, and they've just been quiet about being gay their whole life. That sucks.
I know, it's a real tragedy, and they had to go to Kmart to top it all off.
To top it all off, you debase yourself by going to Kmart.
Well,
and
you know, it's the
dude.
Fact that they always pop popcorn right by the door. It just gets you in the mood.
Honestly, I can agree.
Well, if it's anything like the Kmart around here, nobody fucking goes there. So that was probably the most private place they could find.
I think
we could get away with all sorts of naughty things.
Kmart bathroom.
I think my favorite sentence is the last one. It says, now this fireman is in red hot trouble.
Okay, who can actually write that line?
That's the byline for the porn that's going to be based off this story.
I mean, we can understand it, right? You're in a bathroom, a guy slips his shoe under the door, you like the shoes he's got on. Next thing you know, one thing leads to another.
You're quite revealing tonight.
Rod just
swore you'd
got
never mention
date.
That again.
Yeah, it happens. I'm not actually gay. I just play one on a podcast.
Sure, we believe you.
Just a little bi curious.
That's okay.
All right. Well, I think we've delved enough into WTF news here.
Oh, you did miss one though. The dude who patented breast cancer.
Yeah,
that could
have
been not
so
depressing.
Really?
Yeah.
Way to pay attention there.
I saw it.
Did you miss the breasts?
I gleaned over it. I'm not interested in those.
Well,
you're not.
I'm not actually gay. I just don't like boobies.
I just hate boobies. All right. I keep forgetting that people actually listen to this. I'm not really a gay person. All right. So, a patent on two genes linked to an inherited form of breast cancer that belongs to a Utah-based company was upheld in the U.S. federal courts on Friday, reports the AFP, which I have no idea what that is. But the ruling stated that the company may not patent certain broadly framed processes of comparing or analyzing DNA sequences as they were deemed abstract mental processes. What the fuck?
You're reading too much into these.
I read.
It's really just, why the fuck do you need to patent genes?
Okay, so they patented a gene, which really, you can't do that because it's a gene.
Excuse me for being retarded.
All right. Who brought that up again?
No, it was like they patented the thing that they discovered, but like they couldn't patent how you think about it or analyze it, I guess, or whatever. But like, I guess the issue here is that procedures for developing treatments would have, like, they'd have rights.
They'd have to pay a licensing fee.
Exactly.
To work on this treatment, which the fuck.
That is just low. Like, I mean, like, I hate software patents, but this is so much worse than that.
Yeah, even software patents aren't this bad.
Yeah.
Now you're fucking with people's well-being.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to control something that is going to hurt another human. That's really shitty. Well,
and you think about it, if you take the Hippocratic Oath, you know, like, I do no harm, I'm supposed to help people, bullcrap. I'm sorry, I can't do that because I know there's doctors working on these products that are now patented.
I can't work on that because I can't afford the licensing fees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to prevent you from saving this person's life with this drug because of whatever the hell.
Licensing issue.
Yeah.
And there
sorry, Grandpa. Just, you know, too much money.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
That is a low blow, whoever you are.
Yeah. This is another one of those don't be a dick stories.
Go get one of those Motorola razors, asshole.
Seriously. I mean, when I was reading this, it was posted on Facebook earlier, and when I read it, I kept looking for signs that maybe this was a joke website. Like, I could tell that it wasn't The Onion, but I was hoping that maybe, just maybe, it was not serious. But that's an actual fucking story. Somebody decided that they were going to patent the isolated genes that cause breast cancer just so they can make money off of other people's shit. It's
just another...
Like you were saying earlier about software patents, that's one thing. Because that, it kind of makes sense. You came up with the software or the hardware, the infrastructure, whatever. That's your idea. You can't fucking patent nature. I'm going to go out and patent a squirrel. And then anybody that looks at a squirrel from now on has to pay me a fucking royalty.
I'm not paying you shit.
Yeah, you are, because I'm going to patent that shit.
Nah, dude.
I just noticed that there's a second page on this. So they point out that patents like this have happened before. Like in the 90s, there was a company that patented genes associated with both breast and ovarian cancer. And they're explaining the patent means that Myriad, the company that owns it, owns the exclusive rights to perform tests on and to even look at the genes.
Wow.
Right. And just because it's happened before doesn't mean that they should allow it to keep happening. They need to fucking get in there and put their foot down and be like, look, you can't patent this shit. If you patent this, then you're making it more difficult for us to make treatments and cures for stuff like this.
Yeah.
It's not making anything better. It's just making your wallet fatter and it's making the sick people sicker. Fuck you. No. Get rid of your fucking patent.
Yeah. Yes. Angry Vito's back. Let's take a vote. Should I troll him?
I mean, maybe I just don't understand how like genetic research works, but how do you say that someone can't look at genes? Like, I'm assuming that like this means, you know, in people who have cancer, this is a gene that they have that carries cancer or transmits or however you want to phrase that information.
The fact that no one else can look at it or research it, it's not like they came up with the cancer.
Right.
They didn't create the gene. They found it.
So if say someone gets breast cancer and walks into this place that does breast cancer research, do they have to do a test and say, oh, I'm sorry, we can't perform the test on you because we don't own the rights to look at your specific kind of breast cancer?
That sounds to me like it would be something like somebody saying they discovered teeth, so a dentist can't take an x-ray and look at your teeth without going through their licensing.
The normal thing in the science community, when you discover a gene or you discover pretty much anything, is that it's pretty most of the time it's named after you.
Yeah,
you don't patent it and try to exploit it.
Yeah,
right.
It's shared it like any science magazine is actually a journal.
Yeah,
you know, stuff like that. You don't try to make money off of it or limit others from using it.
And chances are, if you do publish it, like say I discovered some new gene for whatever, and I published it, chances are that accreditation towards me would give me an ability to make more money in the community. You know, I'd be a more well-known scientist or...
You know, right. Simply the fact that you were able to discover it and publish it would be enough to open the doors and get you the grant money that you needed to further your own research. You don't have to be a dick about it and cock-block everybody else.
They're taking the individual out of it, and now any work you do when employed for a certain company, because you can't do any work on your own anymore. Everything costs so much money, you have to have grants from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So any work you do while using that money, your discoveries don't belong to you. They belong to whoever's, paying your rent.
Bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sure, if you are researching breast cancer and you find, a drug that cures breast cancer, that's something you've created, and if you want to patent that, that's how the system is supposed to work. Although you probably should just give it out to everybody, or else you're a douche.
Yeah, well, that doesn't happen either.
Any more or less of a douche than the guy that's patenting the gene that creates it?
I think you're less of a douche if you create the drug and try and make some money off that.
Yeah, but I mean, cause that's something you made, not something you saw.
Right, exactly.
I love lamp. That's my lamp. sir, are you just looking in the microscope and patenting everything you see?
Yeah, it's like, oh, look at that. That's mine. You can't touch it. Get the hell out of here.
Talk first.
All right. Well, I think we've covered everything, and we. What is this? What the?
I just saw.
All right, go ahead and share that in the Ustream, one of you jerk offs.
I'll share that if you want.
Somebody can. I'm not doing it
now.
There's a lovely picture of me, supposedly.
No, that's you. No questions asked.
I lost my faux hawk a long time ago.
It's an old picture of you.
That was me in high school. In the streets of New York, it looks like. All right, so now that you've all seen a picture of me that's not actually me.
I don't know, it kind
of
looks
denial
like
is the
it doesn't look Ron, anything like me.
That's what Ron looks like when he shaves.
All right, maybe. I haven't shaved in a while. What? I kind of forget.
That guy's got more stomach hair than
he's talking Austin about the, my beard.
Oh, sorry, that's where I was looking.
Do you shave your chest hair?
Yeah, we know where Kevlar's looking.
Kevlar's imagining the
why are you so interested in my
crotchal region?
Why are you interested in my crotchal region?
The height of my monitor and the sun in the window. Yeah.
I'm just gonna tune out of your crotch if you don't
mind. The light bouncing off of Mars.
Yeah, in the third swamp gas.
Is a weather balloon in his crotch? What?
Hey, that's it. All right, so now that we've actually covered everything, including a weird picture.
And your crotch.
And my crotch and my hairiness, I guess, and a whole bunch of awkward stuff that now just makes me feel weird. Let's wrap this up. Tonight we had on Gonzo Ryder.
Oh, yeah.
Kevlar Menace.
Hey, guys, thanks for joining.
OC Entertainment.
Yo.
And Vito.
I also have a hairy stomach, so don't feel bad, bro.
I really don't. All right.
You didn't until now.
This is one sexy ending right here.
This is sufficiently awkward. So be
anyway,
sure to,
don't
follow,
forget to
us.
Follow us.
Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/noisecast. Go to our website, thenoisecast.com. Like us on Facebook and, I don't know.
And like us in real life, too.
Like us in person.
Don't forget about the Photoshop contest.
Oh, yeah. Everybody get in on that. I got a few good ones so far where you need to design us a 404 page this week. So go for that. Details are on the site right there on the top. So go check it out. That about does it for tonight. So this was the Noisecast.
Thanks for coming. Noisecast.
With honor.